It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's portable, practical pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
You've dialed into another PEDcast created by yours truly, Dr. Paul Smolin, a genuine board-certified pediatrician with 33 years of practice and going strong. I really love bringing you information that I know will help your children and make you a shrewder parent. And I'm having fun to boot. Isn't that a hoot? I was out riding my bike with my buddies the other day and had an experience that reminded me of something I talk to parents about all the time. That is the concept of bronchial sensitivity. We all understand that different humans are born with different genetic sensitivities to irritants. Let's take light sensitivity for example. Some of us with very dark skin can tolerate an enormous amount of sunlight without burning, and others of us sustain and suffer first and second degree solar burns from minimal sun exposure. How can this be? How can we be so different? Well, I go to the beach with my black friends, and they can be out on the beach all day without any problem. And me, sitting right next to them, I get sick with a severe sun poisoning. The answer is mostly in the genes, and today we're going to explore how this relates to your children. The irritants we're going to talk about today are bronchial irritants. They're things that, when inhaled, cause an irritant effect in the lungs of children. The irritant triggers a number of things to happen in the airways of a child, such as swelling and inflammation of the bronchial membranes, increased mucus production, and even bronchospasm, which is muscular tightening of the airways. All these reflexes are presumably there to protect the child's lungs. When children are pulled from a house fire, having been exposed to noxious house fire smoke, these are exactly the symptoms they have: airway swelling, increased mucus production, and bronchial constriction. Now, here's the key concept that I want you to learn today. Not all children are born with the same bronchial sensitivity. Some have a great susceptibility to irritants, and other children, not so much. Just like my sunburn analogy. I know it seems crazy and very unlikely, but some children have the smoke inhalation response when they go out on a cold day and exercise. Some trigger these reflexes if they get near a cat or go into a barn. Some begin to wheeze and cough if they inhale some chemical like perfume or get a viral infection or inhale a minute amount of cleaning product that contains chlorine or a volatile solvent. But most children aren't bothered by these things at all. How can children be so different, you ask? Well, that answer is mostly in their genes. Now, here's another concept I want you to master. Now that you understand the concept of bronchial sensitivity, you need to know that bronchial irritants are additive. I see it every day in children when they're sick. The most common situation I encounter is a child with allergy who gets a cold during pollen season. A little grass allergy plus another irritant like a cold equals big trouble. You know, airway swelling, inflammation, more bronchial mucus, and bronchospasm. Or the situation that happened to me the other day while riding my bike with my buddies. I had a little spring allergy that I get every year at this time. Plus, we were out breathing a lot of cold air for about 2 to 3 hour bike ride. Plus, I inhaled some particulates from an exhaust of a diesel car at a stoplight. Bam! For me, these things added up to 20 minutes of non-stop coughing, lots of bronchial mucus, and a little wheeze. So here's a Doxmo pearl of the day. When it comes to bronchial irritants, sometimes 1 + 1 = 3. Maybe, just maybe, this is why so many grandmas believe that children shouldn't go play in the cold when they already have a cough. Grandma understood bronchial sensitivity without med school. She just observed children with great care. Amazing. So if your child wheezes, gets croup easily, has bronchitis more than twice a year, or has ever had pneumonia, try to be especially mindful of exposing them to other bronchial irritants, especially if they already have a cough. Cigarette smoke, cold air, pollen and dust, perfumes, smoke, or chemical fumes from cleaners, solvents, or paints can really tip them over the edge. Well, thank you for joining me today. Portable Practical Pediatrics is what we promise and what we deliver. This is Dr. Paul Smolin reminding you that if your child already has a hack, take care to not expose them to something that will give them a bronchial attack. Until next time.
I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry. And Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this PEDcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSmo.com website. This DocSmo.com PEDcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.